Book Club. Here are your hosts, Pete LePage, Justin Tyler, and Alex Salvin.
That's cool. How's everybody doing tonight? Good?
Yeah!
All right. Thank you so much for coming out to Comic Book Club, the only live weekly talk show about comic books.
That takes place in a construction site!
Yeah! We know how much you guys hate stages, so we got rid of the stage tonight. So
and we punched a hole in the wall! Yeah!
All right. Before we go any further, let's introduce our Battle of the Booth man. Give him a round of applause.
He's the one that brought Ghostbusters to you.
I know how much you guys like the Ghostbusters.
Big fans of the
So we have a big show for you guys
tonight.
Yeah, very exciting. Lots of awesome guests for you. Mm-hmm. Before we get to that, though, we're going to show an animation from one of our guests. So let's just hit it.
Let's have a look.
That's good. Thank you guys for coming so much to the show. We just wanted to let you know about VD. That's it. Later on in the show, we are going to welcome out our musical guest, MC Chris. But first, we have two awesome guests for you guys tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Starlin and Scott Bateman. Yeah. Cool. So, Scott, you said you wanted to explain that animation.
Well, here's the thing. I, at the beginning it said it's an old public service announcement from about 1970-71. It used to show on TV like all the time.
I recognize that tune.
Yeah.
I guess I never listened to the VD portion. I should have, though.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I was like 5 or 6 seeing that on TV, and there's that line in there, you know, anyone can share VD with someone nice like you. And I'm like, I'm nice. Why isn't anyone sharing VD?
Oh, wow. Wow.
You just got to meet the right people.
Parents didn't really know how to answer that question. So, it was messed up, basically, is all I'm trying to say.
A little spelling service would have corrected that for you.
Yeah, that's right.
This animation, I don't know if specifically this one is, but you do animation for Salon.com, right?
Right.
Yeah. And it's going daily in February?
Yeah, currently I'm doing 1 or 2 a week, and in February it goes daily, 5 days a week.
Wow.
So I do animation every day.
So how long does it take you to do one of those?
It depends on how involved I want to get. Usually about 4 to 6 hours, though.
Okay. So it's basically, it's going to be a full-time job for you?
Basically, yes.
Cool. That's awesome.
Wow. Looking forward to it.
Great. Cool.
I'm looking forward to it.
We're all looking forward to it. Jim, let's turn over to you now for a second. So you have been writing comics for a very long time, and you've often concentrated, I think, on a little more of a cosmic side of things, sort of the more things happening in the stars.
For the drug-damaged 70s, pardon me.
Yeah.
Right now, you're writing a series called Death of the New Gods.
Yes, I've actually done with it. I wrote Andrew both on that.
Oh, okay.
And I know who dies and who stays alive.
Oh man!
Only one of them survives.
Only one survives.
Only one survives.
Oh, okay. Wow. Who survives?
Can't tell you. Got to buy the book.
Nice try.
But I almost had him. You almost had him.
Justin, you had a question, I think, about...
So Captain Marvel is coming back. Or is back.
That's what I've heard.
And you you killed him.
I seem to remember that.
Yeah. So what do you think about that? How do you feel?
It's their character, and they can do it what they want. I'm not working at Marvel right now. I'm working at DC.
Fuck them, yeah.
You know, they don't send me the bundles, so I don't have any idea what's happening with it. I just heard he's back, and occasionally I see something on the internet about it.
So not really, you don't have a real child relationship with the character.
No, he stayed dead for 25 years, wow. So I think I did quite a job on
that. True.
And why are you the guy that they bring in to kill everybody?
Well, I have three specialties, bashing religion, cosmic stories, and killing people. So they alternate and give me different jobs along that. That gives me two more jobs than most other people in the business have.
And you have a series that was just collected called Kid Cosmo, is that?
Yes, it's a private, you know, it's my own character that I've been doing through Dynamic, and just had a graphic novel of it come out last year, and then the first six issues have just been collected, and I'm currently beginning to work on the third and final episode of it. It's kind of a homage of Captain, the original Captain Marvel, with some spacier stuff going on in it.
Spacier than space.
Whoa. And you were telling us backstage, just to sort of wrap things up a little bit, that you have a project already lined up after Death of the New Gods.
I actually got it about an hour ago.
Ooh. Wow.
I had dinner with the DO here before I came over here. So, yeah, I'm going to be revamping one of the oldest characters in DC prints. And it ought to be kind of cool. It should be connected up to their next weekly, but won't be as confusing as Countdown is because it'll be not connecting up to other things. I'm just going to be doing, it's like a 50-page story in the back of whatever the name of the new thing is.
Right. Ah. So. And you can talk about as many details as you want.
Yeah.
That's about it on that one, but I'm doing a bunch of space characters.
No one pays attention. Like, you just say whatever you want. Yeah. You know, really short memory.
No.
Yeah, you guys don't use the internet, right?
No. This is a bus. Yeah. Amish. Everyone here is Amish. Amish bus pulled up, so.
Yeah, the only thing is that it may be confused with somebody I did in the past, but other than that, I can't say anything.
Interesting.
Ooh, let the speculation begin.
Yeah, I figured that's about as far as I can go on that one.
Cool. Well, congratulations and good luck with that, and we'll look for it.
Yeah, we will.
We'll try to trick you into saying more later.
All right, it is time for our first section, which we like to call the stack.
Yeah!
You have music this time? All right, fair enough.
Somebody stole my slide. Give it back.
Where is it?
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll talk about this later, not in front of the audience. all right, let's talk about the first issue, which is The Amazing Spider-Man, second issue of the Brand New Day. How do you guys feel about this?
Oh, wow, non-vocal.
For those of you who don't know, two issues ago with Spider-Man and Mary Jane were married for 20 years. They were broken up by the devil.
Spider-Man made a deal with the devil. Yeah, great idea. Who doesn't? I'm sure he'll keep his end of the bargain.
Spider-Man
always does.
Yeah.
Well, what do you guys feel about this? I mean, we're two issues in on the new run in the new status quo.
Well, everyone was so angry about that whole thing.
Yep.
And so now it's kind of like, well, that's over now. Let's move on to this next thing. The only problem is this is very... The last arc left so many unanswered questions. Like, what's the status quo? Where does Peter stand with all the other characters, with all the registration of the heroes and stuff? And so they're kind of trying to parse that out. And I don't know. It's really light, I feel like. There's not a lot to bite on.
Yeah, the only thing they're focusing is Peter has to make out with as many people on the first page as possible.
That's a goal a lot of us have. And it's fine.
JJ.
What do you guys think about this? Have you heard about the Spider-Man breakup marriage thing?
This is news to me, actually. I'm very upset.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Spoiler.
Hold it in for the rest of the show if you could.
I have to say, I kind of like this issue a bit more. I felt very weird about the last issue. This one, first page, as you guys saw, was kind of funny. The last page was also pretty funny as well. It had a good joke on it. And I think it's enjoyable throughout. I mean, it's an effort to make Spider-Man sort of light and fun again. And I think they're doing a good job.
But the weird thing is,
Spider-Man's been too heavy lately? What?
Yeah.
Yes.
Really dense.
Black.
Faustian.
Yeah, he's been making it.
What happens, though, is, like, they took some of the old continuity. Like, he's living back in Aunt May's, except now he's, like, 35. So it's starting to be weird. So it's like he sleeps in a tiny bed. No, I don't. I mean, it looks
there's
like we're in our mom's basement.
There's nothing wrong with that. Anyway, let's
yikes.
Move on.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Bye.
Let's talk about ED some more.
Let's actually talk about Zombies versus Robots versus Amazons number 2 by Ashley Wood. This series is totally awesome.
Actually awesome.
Actually
yes.
Awesome, if you couldn't tell from the title. What's going on?
Yeah.
Not getting as much action as Spider-Man, basically, on the front page.
What do you guys like about this series?
It's fun, it's light. It's
what's the plot of this series?
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
It's zombies versus Amazons versus robots. Yeah.
Yes.
That's the plot.
That's pretty much it.
And what the art's fantastic. Ashley Wood does a really good job. And the story's cool. It's something where they're not saying, like, really read into this stuff. No, it's like zombies bite Amazons, and they're zombie Amazons, and the robots are like, can't bite us. So fuck you, and then they fight. And then there's a big minotaur there that turns into a zombie minotaur.
Yeah, and a robot fights him.
And a robot fights him. And like, how are they going to combine these names?
My favorite part is when they cut off the minotaur's head, and as it's floating, it says, moo.
Great sound effects. Yeah.
The whole series is awesome. Like, there's a previous series called Zombies versus Robots that was also equally fun. I think that was collected in trade. Definitely recommend picking
years
that.
From now, they will be fighting like vampires, nerds, any sort of combination. It can happen.
I like how it went from vampires to nerds with you. That's the next step. In
that's my progression of my life.
All right, let's move on to talk about the latest issue of Booster Gold.
Yeah!
Was that ew or yo?
No, it was ew.
Yeah.
It was like a tiny little one.
Pete agrees with you. Pete, you don't like this series.
I'm not a big Booster Gold fan. I don't think he's as great as everybody says he is.
Why? You don't like
him? He's just lame. He's just kind of like, oh, great. I don't care about you or anything you do. It's not,
Are you talking to me or?
Yes. Yeah. It's an intervention.
I know. Sorry. I just got personal. I think it's a great series. It's a good read. A character that's not been taken seriously, kind of, and they're using that continuity. He has to travel through time and fix all these problems in the DC universe.
He's always doing that, though. It's like, that's...
It's a hard job. And his best friend, the Blue Beetle, was killed as part of all the bullshit that's going on in the DC universe. And so he goes, and he's like, I gotta find him. And then in this issue, we get to see the old Blue Beetle, Ted Kord, come back.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's a great, fun, solid series. It's very old school and enjoyable.
Especially right now when so much about DC is like, every word matters. Like, all the details fit. And this, they're like, last issue they were like, sorry, you can't go back in time. The time has solidified. It's hard time. And this issue they're like, we have time softening technology, so we can go back. So they're just like, well, we don't care. We're just going to write all these stories.
Yeah, it's great.
It's refreshing.
I get the bundles each month, and most of the comics I just toss aside, but that's one of the ones I actually do read, because it is so silly.
Yeah.
No other reason than that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's very enjoyable, and Pete and you are wrong.
got served.
A little bit. All right, let's move on and talk about an awesome, awesome series called The Umbrella Academy. From Gerard Way of My Chemical Romance. This series is amazing.
It was a shocker, fantastic. I didn't see it coming, but it really started off solid. Really, every issue has been a lot of fun and well done.
Yeah. Have you guys gotten to pick this up at all?
First I've seen it.
No.
Cool.
I usually pick up everything from My Chemical Romance.
I don't know how you missed that one.
It's... it's weird while still making sense the entire time, if that comment makes any sense whatsoever on its own.
Perfect. In a weird way it does.
Yeah. It's great. The art is excellent. The story is excellent. It basically follows six children who all have very specific powers, were brought up, broken apart, got back together to... Just
love. They're in love with each other, some of them. Some of them hate each other.
Yeah, it's great. It's probably one of the most original series I've ever read. Excellent.
It's definitely great. Ideas on ideas, and they all fit together. It doesn't feel forced at all. The art's fantastic. It's a great read.
You don't see panels like that too often either.
Yeah, that's a monkey getting his brains blown out. By what? Music. It's a thing. No, it really is.
Tyson with Today Show.
Yeah. You're going to get your brains blown out by music in a minute.
Yeah, you monkeys.
But first, is that woo or woo? I couldn't tell. All right, let's move on to talk about Incredible Hercules. Not to love absolutely everything we're talking about today.
Let it out! Let's love!
I love you guys. I mean, I love comics. And
you said
also,
what you said.
Yeah, fair enough. We'll put it out there. Incredible Hercules is great. I have never really liked the character of Hercules that much. He's basically like, I'm a funny drunk.
That's also part of my life plan.
Well, that's how you ended up with a BD.
Yeah. it's not as funny.
This afterwards. I'm a sucker for Greek myths, and it's tying into the actual Greek myths that you guys
buckle
are
up.
Sold now, right?
Buckle up, ladies. Suckers for Greek myths.
Like
no, I do it, and I also, I agree with you. I make fun, but it's great because they bring in the actual myth elements.
This is the first time I didn't hate that little smart kid that's in it. All the time.
Yeah, there's a character in here who's the seventh smartest kid in the world.
What?
Yeah.
What, are you eight? Is that like, whoa, chill out. And he
like,
has
I
done,
thought I was the seventh smartest.
Yeah, I know. Oh, Sunday. Damn it. He has been annoying, and they're starting to write him a little bit better in this. Or at least he has Hercules to balance it out.
Well, you've got two awesome writers out here, Greg Pak and Fred Van Lent.
Yes.
Greg Pak, who's been writing Hulk for a good long while now, and Fred Van Lent, who comes from Action Philosophers, which is an awesome series if you've never read it.
And who, coincidentally enough, will be here next week on the show.
Oh, both of them. Anyway, little plug.
Was that what you
I was going to get there.
Was that you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Giggles.
But in any case, definitely check out the series.
How does that actually compare to like the old Hercules movies from like the 50s and 60s, the old Italian ones that are badly dubbed?
It's cheesier.
Okay.
And they can wear watches without being in the hippie.
Right.
It doesn't.
Yeah, it doesn't. Really
cool. Let's move on and talk about the latest graphic novel by Jason, The Last Musketeer. You guys love this. You love Jason.
Yeah.
You kind of want to marry Jason a little bit.
He's Norwegian, so it's going to be like a distance thing, but I don't know. We'll see what happens.
It's worth a shot.
Yeah,
it's worth
a shot. I mean, we're in competition, but that's fine. Yeah. Like, one of us will win. it is. It's a really nice book. He's got like nine other books.
Yeah, they're just every time I get
a lot of books.
Yeah.
They're all great. I've been a fan of his for a couple of years.
He has this weird style. It's very sparse, and all the characters are animals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And actually, every book has the same like three animals. So why do we like this?
But it's very well done, and I always laugh out loud when I'm reading it. It's got a lot of fun stuff that's. The characters get to do.
This one has the three musketeers as if they were still alive today, and then at the same time, then aliens from Mars invade. So
yeah,
it's original.
Like, little puppy aliens.
Yeah, so you're not scared. You're not scared.
Yeah, it's cute. I thought it was great. The art is excellent. The story is fun and also a little sad.
Yeah,
that's
the thing
times.
Is with his writing is it
yeah,
does have
plays
some,
that a little bit.
The last book, I Killed Adolf Hitler, I thought was better than this, but this one's still good.
Yeah. There's a funny moment in this where you have an emperor and the guard standing there, and they're kind of having an awkward silence. And he's like, guard, how do you like it? Do you mind standing around so much? He's like, no, it's fine. He's like, oh.
And the thing with that is, I think they were trying to set up some weird, like romance between that king and the guard. It was weird.
I thought it was very funny, the whole just... Like, instead of, why not have that weird conversation, It was just kind of a cool choice, I thought.
Cool. Spoken like a true actor.
Nice. Let's move on to another series that you guys like a lot.
Uh-oh.
We'll get to there. Which is Iron Fist. Why do you guys like this so much?
Because it's great.
It's interesting that you think that.
Yes.
Why don't you like it, Alex?
Okay, all right.
What are you setting up here?
I don't know. Do you want to say what I'm setting up?
Yeah, you don't like it.
Yeah.
For some stupid reason.
That.
Yeah, I know.
No, I do like it. I think the art is excellent. The writing is excellent. But for whatever reason, I just can't necessarily describe it. It just doesn't grab me.
Huh.
It might be because it's basically like, hey, do you guys like kung fu movies? And pretty much everybody does. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, everybody?
I don't care for them.
Well, but it's not about, like, it follows Iron Fist, and you get to learn about the history, and he's fighting in this, like, Mortal Kombat, like, tournament.
Yeah,
but you're
like
never,
Mortal Kombat.
You're never like, oh, I wish I was playing Mortal Kombat right now. I never feel that way.
Oh, I always wish there'd be some guy who runs out and just yells, Mortal Kombat!
Like when you're at work?
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool, yeah.
I always wish that would happen at work. That would be great.
And you'd have to fight for your life?
Yeah!
I would rip out your spine, just like a little bit.
No, yeah. You do a babality.
I would not do a babality, come on.
Anyway, this is a great book. Ed Brubaker and Matt Fraction, really great world building. Like, you really get inside a whole other thing here.
Yeah.
It's good. You don't. Shut up. you're riding the fence.
All right, let's move on and talk about the first issue of 76. Which takes place, surprise, in 1976.
Yeah.
Woo! A series of two interlocking stories. What'd you guys think about this issue?
It was a great first issue. It's drawn really well. Old school black and white, which is nice.
Kung fu.
A little subtle. You don't see any fighting yet, but it's there. And
You gotta think it.
Yeah.
It's
just like
here.
An interesting setup. Like, nothing kind of blows you away in this first issue. It's just kind of setting things up where a guy gives a bum $20. He's like, hey, bum, let people know I'm back in town.
Yeah. I do that all the time. I'm broke. No one knows who I am. Don't give your money to bums.
Don't get BD. Don't give your money to bums. We teach you guys stuff.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Cool. It's weird to me that I don't like Iron Fist that much, and I really like this. Because they're sort of playing on the same thing, in terms of, you read this comic book, and in the background the entire time, you can just hear like, wah, 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 wah. You guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Sounds like corn.
A duck.
Yeah,
corn.
Well, you just did it. It sounded like corn.
Yeah, well, that's
porno
fun.
Hey, do you like porno? Like you guys?
Want to come back and watch some porno.
Yeah, we'll be watching it all night after the theater closes.
Yeah, just check out. It'll be cool.
Usually
it won't be awkward. It won't be awkward at all.
Not awkward.
That's great.
Usually it's just the three of us, but Jim and Scott are going to come tonight. No pun intended. Yeah. Huh?
Scott brought some animated porn.
Oh, yeah. It's my thing. I love that. So does that guy right there. His buddy just tapped him and was like, animated porn? This guy. So you're definitely sticking around.
Anyway, 76, pick that up. The last issue we're going to talk about today is Angel After the Fall. For those of you who ever watched Angel, the TV series, this is the official continuation by Joss Whedon. We're three issues in, and I think the series is great.
It's cool. LA's in hell, which doesn't take a lot. There's not a lot of storytelling to get it there.
Yes. Well, you guys...
We're under disbelief very much.
No,
anyway.
Bang.
Yeah.
Right there.
You guys didn't watch Angel.
No.
But so far, you had mentioned you liked the first two issues of the series. Right?
I think it's great. I have to ask you questions about characters.
Yeah.
Well, I'll help you guys.
Thank you.
I just think it's interesting that Whedon likes to take shows that have been canceled and then make them into comics. You know, it's like...
It's great.
Yeah, it's awesome.
He's got a great Hill Street Blues series coming out.
That, I would love to.
Yeah, I don't know if you've been watching TV, but it's not.
What?
Man.
I just thought they were, like, doing the same things over and over again, but with different episodes.
Yeah, no.
Can't wait for his Hogan's Heroes.
Yeah, it's going to be real rich stuff. It's cool. I like how in this section he has all the different neighborhoods in L.A. are all represented by a different demon, and they're all kind of like... The West Hollywood demon is like, and then it's really very funny.
Yeah, it's great. This whole series is really well written.
Take it from me. It's very funny.
And there's a huge twist at the end. My favorite twist I think I've read all month, and I'm not going to ruin it for you yet. But definitely, if you like Angel, if you like Joss Whedon, if you like things that are good, pick it up.
Wow.
And that's it for the stack! Woo!
No music.
Yeah.
You want to sing? We're just not gonna have music.
We're getting the silence.
No, that's okay. You don't have to sing. Are you gonna sing Ghostbusters?
Sure.
All right. I am very excited to welcome out our next guest. You may have heard of stuff on Adult Swim. Also, he has a new album coming out in 2008. We'll find out more about that later. Ladies and gentlemen, MC Chris. Yeah!
Hello. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Before I start rapping, I just want to say real quick that the Skrulls have infected Tony Stark's armor. Just gotta get that out of my system. Please wait a moment while my iTunes boots up.
Everything runs on that ship.
Yeah.
Miss Marvel and She-Hulk are Skrull too.
Wow. Really dropping bombs for us here.
Listen, if you guys can't handle it, just leave. <All right. laughs> What? Oh, my computer crashed. Okay, thankfully I backed this shit up on disk. Everybody make some noise for disk backup! Shit.
I care with the bare hot hair. I will be fair, no more sense in the chair. Go to work, my duck, and save me from your dragon. Say you can't compare, I ain't half a bitch. I did a kick in the dick. If I had enough money, I'd tell you another happy bitch. What makes it worthwhile? Is it beautiful smile? Like a cathedral, I could keep a life, believe if you would leave and I would die. Ain't half a bitch. Did a kick in the dick. If I had enough money, every time you know that I'd be rich. As he crystal appear from the rear with headphones on his ears and a head full of tears, because his girlie is not here and he fears she be on a pimp stick shifting gears. Another bitch and chick gets a whore to some beers. First and second offense, I won't hesitate, gotta jump a few.
Cheyenne Cinnamon and the Fantabulous Unicorn of Sugartown Candy Fudge. That's going to star Nico Case, MF Doon, and T-Pain. Ooh. And I play a gummy bear named Gummy.
T-Pain, is it?
Yes, T-Pain made some time. Actually, T-Pain is a huge Adult Swim fan. He made a Moonanite bling. Literally, like an expensive Moonanite. And he did a Moonanite cake, too, and he's like, on almost every Adult Swim show in the new season coming up. So, yeah, he's a huge fan.
Awesome. Wow. Cool. Well, definitely look forward to that. And you can also look forward to the next section of our show, which is like that, which is my favorite section because it's the section you guys make up. It's your audience questions. And for that, we're going to bring out Booth Man.
Booth Man!
Hey,
sir.
I wish I could rap. That was awesome.
Keep dreaming, bitch! It's my thing!
Well, he doesn't really have to.
You're looking at
I
it.
I think he's challenging you to a rap battle.
What? Oh,
yeah, I brought my Poland Spring.
I have questions! Right. Yeah! Okay, I don't know what it means, but I'm gonna ask it. RE4 versus KH2?
That's for me.
Okay.
I'll field this one.
I'll take this one.
Tell me what
it is. I have a, it's on my MySpace page, it's a YouTube rant. I have asthma, and sometimes I run out of breath in between songs. I talk for a long time about whatever pisses me off. I have a feeling on the new tour I'll be talking about Cloverfield. Last tour I talked about how there isn't a Goonies prequel. That doesn't make any sense to me. So, and before that I talked about how K Kingdom Hearts 2 is very lethargic in getting that story going, whereas Resident Evil 4, the zombies are coming right up the hill, right up the hell right now. And so it basically saying, like, the game starts right away. Kingdom Hearts 2, you have to do all these jobs, you have to do all these errands, you have to, like, earn up enough money to get on a train to go to the fun part of the game, whereas Resident Evil 4 is like, dude, fucking zombies, but, you know, shoot him in the brains. That's basically it. It's just basically me complaining about immediate gratification, how we need to have, when we play a game, we don't like a lot of exposition. We just want to blow shit up. Thank you.
Thank you and good night.
Oh, this is equally as dirty. Do you play WoW? And if yes, what server? And want to join my guild, I'll hook you up with 100 gold.
Is that for all of us? That's good for all of us. For you.
Yeah.
I'd be happy to join your guild. I mean, I'm struggling trying to get my own going, and it's hard. I don't have a computer or a game system. So I'm just like word of mouth mostly. But
I'm in the same guild as William Shatner.
Oh.
I can imagine like William Shatner being like the guy who kind of has to catch up with the group because he's fat. He's fat and he's slow. Sorry. We all are. What am I talking about?
Anybody? I assume that is another question for you.
I played WoW for a second. It's a ten. I did a 10-day, ten-day trial thing. I looked like Tom Hanks from Castaway at the end of it, so I just decided to do it. I had too much other stuff to do. Unfortunately, I just started playing Oblivion 4, and so I forget the new album. Sorry.
So he's not going to join your guild. I'm sorry. Okay. Can a Voidwalker really tank Molten Core?
What's happening? What's happening?
Who's this for?
Who's the question?
Who asked this question?
No, it's another.
I don't know what it, I don't know what those things even are. If you explain it to me, I can tell you what to do. But really, I'm sure you have buddies and stuff.
We'll feel that one.
Sometimes.
Well contemplated.
Nice work out there.
I dated a boy once, actually.
Oh yeah.
That's where I got the VD. That's where I got the VD.
Do Voidwalkers leave a trail?
Of molten lava.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Here's one you could all answer. Okay. Who would you fuck, marry, and kill? Your options are Mary Jane Parker, Spider-Woman, or Emma Frost.
Wow.
I kill Emma Frost, I'll tell you that right now. She is so annoying. I can't stand that woman.
I'd like to see you pull that off.
Touche. Touche, sir.
What is it? MJ, Emma Frost, and
Spider-Woman.
Spider-Woman. So what about the other two?
I would marry MJ.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice. You don't say the word fuck, though, right?
No. No, I... Just because
that leaves
you have to have sex with Spider Woman now, homie.
I don't mind that.
Just so
as long as I get a written note from my fiance, I'm sure it'd be cool.
I don't know if you understand marriage, but written notes. Written notes don't get you out of shit.
No, MJ's on my list anyway.
What,
so.
Like a prescription? Or something?
MJ's on your list of people you can fuck.
If yeah,
like if you run it,
maybe
you run it to a big picture of MJ, you can fuck it.
Oh, it's good to know.
I wasn't giving you permission.
Yeah.
Well, then forget it.
I have trouble with this because I can't get sexual arousal without that third dimension.
Wow. Yeah. I can, any dimension.
Like, I love those one-dimensional girls, you know, the kinds that, like, slice you in half.
Yeah, they're very molecularly dangerous. I would say, the White Queen is the one you gotta fuck, right? Anybody? It's a lot of swearing in this. Mary Jane.
There are a couple of babies in the audience. So
babies?
Babies, yes.
Oh, man.
How old are you? How old are you? Go ahead. No, you're good.
And then Spider Woman, she's. You can kill her. Oh, man.
She's a Skrull.
What did I say?
She's a Skrull.
Yeah, she's potentially a Skrull.
I don't know. This is comfortable.
I'll answer it.
Go ahead.
I would have sex with Jessica Drew because she's got those spider head, like,
oh,
that
yeah.
power star, I'm sure she gets really good HJs.
Yeah. Always in search of a good HJ.
I would marry Emma Frost, because then I would just clean up with, like, betting on fights. Because she's psychic. And then I would kill Mary Jane Parker, because Kirsten Dunst needs to wear a bra.
That's it. That's it.
We'll excuse everybody else.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
You can ask privately after the show.
All right, cool. All right, that's it for your audience questions. Yeah. Yes, you guys did it. All right, it is time for the next section of our show, which is trivia. And for that, we're going to turn it over to Pete LePage.
All right. So this is the section where we give back to you, the lovely audience. We appreciate the fact that you show up. So what we do here is we have an opportunity for a lucky audience member to win $25 free to Midtown Comics, which is nice enough to sponsor the show. So who would like a chance to win $25 free? Yeah, all right. Come on up, Greenlander.
Yeah, all right.
What's your name?
Kyle.
Todd, audience?
No, Kyle.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Kyle. I don't know where I got Todd from.
Everybody says
you got,
weird.
You got every letter of that name.
I appreciate you pointing that out. Kyle, audience Kyle. Here, why don't you stand over here so they can see you. All right.
Hey,
so, damn you, Boothman. So today's trivia is on Thanos, which the man here invented. So... Is it Thanos?
No, no, that's great.
Okay, all right. So how it's going to work is I can read you the question, then you'll have three answers that you can choose from, all right?
All right,
so don't freak out. Together we'll get through this. Here we go. Thanos. Yeah, now the music works. Thanos was created by Jim Starlin during what college class? Was it A, psychology, B, Greek studies, or C, get your freak on 101. Right, here we go, here we go. It's either A, psychology, B, Greek studies.
A, psychology.
Hell, we got it! One for one. Here we go. As Thanos matured into adulthood and became more powerful, he became referred to as A, the Titan of Power, B, Mad Titan, or C, Mumra. It's either A, the Titan of Power, that seems a little long, or B, the Mad Titan.
Probably the Mad Titan.
There you go!
Great work.
Two for two. Thanos was resurrected by A, Mistress Death, B, the Silver Surfer, or C, the Beef?
21.
It's either A, Mistress Death, B, the Silver Surfer. He seems like he's got a lot going on. I don't know if he's got time to resurrect. Or C, the Beef. So,
it's not
so which do you think? Do you think it has something to do with the person's title has to do death in the title, or a guy who spends most of his time surfing?
Probably
yeah! Hey! $25 is yours. Nice work out there.
Yeah!
Woo!
Okay. All right. As we all know, tomorrow is New Comic Book Day.
Yeah.
Nice.
We right.
Yeah. We recommend you go to Midtown Comics because they've been nice enough to sponsor the show. But what are you guys?
We have a.
What happened?
There's epilepsy happening.
Of course. What are you guys looking forward to that's coming out tomorrow? I guess we could actually start. Well, yeah, duh. But what do you have coming out soon? When is the next issue of Death into the Gods? Do you know? Oh,
man. Number five's coming out next, and we just got done with the coloring on it, so it could be coming out this week.
Oh, I think it's not this week, but next.
Okay.
Cool.
I'm looking forward to that. And I guess that's why you gave us the list I was supposed to look through.
I'm supposed to make a paper hat.
Anything else you got coming up that you want to plug?
I'm doing a bunch of space guys from DC that'll be coming out in May. Mm-hmm. Strange, Comet, Hawkman, those kind of guys.
Oh, nice, cool. Yeah. Scott?
I've got a couple things I'm looking forward to. One is, neither of them are actually comics, but cool. One is ECNY Awards. You guys are nominated for Best Variety Show.
What?
Yeah!
Woo!
Yeah!
That's exciting.
The show is next Monday?
January 28th.
Yeah, so at comics, so that we'll see them win. And and I'm looking forward to when I start going daily on Salon.com, which will be February 4th,
awesome.
Monday through Friday. Very exciting.
Cool.
Nice.
Awesome. And on the comics end of things, that's fine. I'm looking forward to Order Number 7 is coming out tomorrow. Unfortunately, I just read a story today that the series has been canceled, which is really...
Bullshit.
Yeah.
It's
a great series. Anyway,
other than that clapping guy, series is awesome. Definitely pick it up. Maybe if enough people pick it up, they'll have more issues. I don't know. Justin, what are you looking forward to?
That and Astonishing X-Men number 24 ought to be awesome. And the last issue of the Messiah Complex, actually.
Yep. Oh, dude, you took mine, but that's okay because
cool.
It means we're buddies now.
Yeah!
Yeah!
I'm in the Messiah Complex too.
Yeah.
I'm really into that mutant baby. Like, is it Cable?
What's it gonna? I know that's weird. It's weird.
It, I think it's Cable.
Himself.
I'm like Cable. According to Back to the Future time science, you can't
the best time science.
Hang out with yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
They hung out with themselves the whole time, didn't they? There's two. They can't. Well, you know what I'm saying.
Slowly disappear like a picture.
Cable's carrying this baby. It's the only mutant that was born ever, and he's carrying him, and he's making sure he's warm. He's changed his little mutant diaper with that bag on it, taking care of him. It's like three men and a baby because it pees on him. He's like, oh, mutant baby.
It's like
everybody wants to take care of him because it's so cute. But you know what? He's Skrulls, bitches. He's
There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Skrull.
Complicated.
Look out for the Skrull. I can't make this more clear.
Pete, what are you looking for?
Hack Slash, the new one's coming out, which I can't wait for. Also, Punisher Max, which has been...
Have they taken him to the Max yet?
Yeah.
So he has to eat, like, cow guts and skydive?
Is that taking it to the back?
What would you call taking it to the
back? That show with Rogan, what do you call
it? Fear Factor?
Fear Factor, yeah. So that Punisher just has to be on Fear Factor?
Yep.
It takes place at the Max from Saved by the Bell.
Is it like in the Max universe where he gets to kill people and everyone isn't such a pussy about it?
Yep. Yeah. That's why Pete likes it. Yep. All right, next week on the show, as we mentioned, we have Greg Pak and Red Van Lent, the two authors of Incredible Hercules on the show. They're
awesome.
Both... awesome, funny, smart guys, so definitely come check that out.
Oh.
Also,
I know, you love them.
I like them. I liked about them a little bit. We also, you can check us out.
I'm a part of it too.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have an awkward high five.
You guys. Every day.
2 times a week on pulpsecret.com, PULPsecret.com, where we do a 15-minute show called The Stack, so check that out. And there's a couple of people we want to thank. We want to thank MC Chris for being here. And most of all, we want to thank you guys. We're here every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Please tell your friends. We'll see you next week. Good night.
Thank you.